This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still got a lot to get to. I'll tell you where we're heading as a society here in a minute. We have ugly news, hilarious news, emails, lots to get to still. Remember, if you want to email me, if you want the great honor of emailing the Oracle, Chris, you can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. All right, I already brought up, I've done a lot, plenty on the Dallas drag insanity. I brought up the video. In case you missed it, I finished off last hour talking about a counter-protester, a guy on the right, a guy on your side, guy on my side. He's mad about the event. I have a video. It'll be up on our social media stuff if it's not already. About he's walking away from this bar, right? And he gets surrounded by all these turbo freaks on the left with the pink hair and the flags and everything else. They're bumping him on purpose, obviously, screaming in his face. He's walking down the sidewalk. And at the end of the video, you see three pretty buff-looking guys come out, two of them in plain clothes, one of them looking awfully like a police officer. And that's because he was a police officer. And the three Dallas cops came out and they put a stop to everything. And you know how they did that? They surrounded the guy on the right. The guy who was trying to walk down the sidewalk. And as you'll see in the video, if you go look, the guy's telling the cops, I'm trying to walk down the sidewalk. It's a public sidewalk. Why are you talking to me instead of talking to them? Cops don't turn around and even really look at the street communists. They were only worried about the guy on the right. Now, I didn't say that to bag on them, although screw those cops, but I said that for this reason. We have always had this way of thinking on the right that the cops are on our side, and the cops are on our side, and the cops are on our side. And for the most part, that is true. For the most part, that is true. But these gigantic blue urban hellholes are doing exactly what I've warned you about, and they're turning police forces into far-left enforcement arms as the good guys leave and the force is then filled with political turds. Remember that 20-plus year cop that emailed the show last week? He was talking about his recruiting problems. He can't get the veteran. The veteran who tries to get the job, they say no, and they hire some nerd right out of college who never had a job before. It's time to change our way of thinking. Not about, don't do this stupid cops are the enemy stuff. That's idiotic. Don't do that. But it's time to change our way of thinking about protesting and counter-protesting in gigantic blue areas. And we have to change our way of thinking for this reason. We want to be counter-protesters. Or forget counter-protesters. We want to go have a big event. Like one of the great events in the country, in my opinion, and I'm not discouraging you from going, but one of the great events in the country, in my opinion, is the March for Life in D.C. every year. I've done a big March for Life in Tucson, but it's huge in D.C. It's so wonderful. All these pro-life people out there, like-minded people, just a good opportunity to get together. It's a great thing. It's time to start rethinking ever doing any activism at all within these blue areas. Because if it was even 10, 15 years ago, the Dallas cops would not come out and be harassing that guy. They would have got rid of the obvious agitators and taken care of the situation. However, when you are run now by full-blown communists, not Democrats anymore, that filters down right from the mayor to the city council to the DA, right down into the police force. What I'm saying is, if you're on the right and you choose to go do political activism in any urban hellhole in the country, I don't care if it's Dallas, D.C., L.A., Philly, wherever, you have one of these big blue urban hellholes and you choose to go do activism in this city, you have no protection at all. None. They'll throw the book at you. They'll destroy you. They'll destroy your life. You realize we have nonviolent political protesters from January 6th who never committed a single crime in their lives before that day, let alone a violent crime of any kind. You realize so many of these guys, their lives have been ruined and in some cases ended. Suicides, lost their wives, lost their jobs, lost their lives ruined. Why? Well, yeah, you shouldn't have gone into the Capitol, but they went into the Capitol in a blue urban hellhole with blue urban hellhole judges and blue urban hellhole DAs and blue urban hellhole juries and blue urban hellhole cops. You don't have any protection left. You think you're going to walk into, there's a big protest down on Madison Ave. There are a bunch of climate change nutters, and you think you're going to go down there with a couple buddies? And you're going to take it to those stupid hippies, right? Best mind your P's and Q's, son. You looked at the local DA in New York? What do you think's going to happen if you get in a little scuffle with one of those hairy armpitted hippies and you both go to jail? Let me tell you what's going to happen. I'll give you a little brief. There, the DA's office, they're going to take a look at the armpitted hippie and they're going to say, well, I mean, Gaia, or whatever her name is, we can let her out. She didn't do anything wrong. Oh, look at this guy, though. Look at his Facebook page. Look, he's wearing a MAGA hat. Oh, my goodness, look at that. Just last week, he was talking about how much he loves guns. You keep his butt in jail, and we're going to throw the book at him. And that's exactly how these decisions are being made. I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not telling you how to be an anti-communist, and you do what you want. I will never participate again in any kind of political activism in a blue area because I believe from top to bottom, from the mayor down to the street cop, I believe you're all against me. You all believe my life should be ruined for what I believe, and I'm not going to give you the opportunity to do so. I will never take part in political activism in these blue hellholes. I just will not. I will not. And I'm not telling you you're wrong if you do. And like I said before, we have video from this Dallas event, from this Dallas drag event. We have all this video, and we wouldn't have that video if not for the fact that people on the right, people who believe what you and I believe, they went out and they had their cell phones there and they're recording the whole thing. We owe them a thanks. We do. I'm not going. I'm not coming. Do I need to play it for you again? I'm going to anyway. Hillary Clinton's lawyer? He just went to trial, clearly guilty in D.C. He got off scot-free. An advisor to the president, to President Donald Trump, Peter Navarro. What was his crime? What's his terrible crime? No criminal history? His crime is, quote, contempt of Congress. Remember Eric Holden? He was held in contempt of Congress. Nothing ever happened to him at all. What happened to an advisor to someone on the right? Listen.
Instead of coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI, instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane. And then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seem to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
Washington, D.C., FBI. Could have arrested him anytime. Instead, they chose the plane. You heard him say, why did they choose the plane? Because they don't view him as a criminal who needs to be arrested. They view him as a political opponent who needs to be embarrassed and humiliated. And you embarrass and humiliate someone when you do that in public so everybody and their brother can pull out their cell phone camera and record it and make fun of you and attempt to ruin his life. You do that when there's hatred and spite there. You do what you want with yourself and your freedom and your money and your body. You do what you want. This is not yesteryear. This is not 2010 even. We are entering an era now where these Soros-funded DAs, and it bleeds all the way down to the cops, will happily, happily ruin your life for what you believe. Be an activist where you please, but it's your call. That doesn't mean we stop respecting the brave ones who do the right thing. And there are still plenty. And there are still plenty in the cities, too. There are, right? I mean, let's not forget, we still have a society full of men and women in uniform who run into buildings when they're on fire and getting ready to collapse. How often do we talk about Tunnel to Towers Foundation and what they do? What do? Gold Star widows, you know, go off to combat, die. What happens to the widow? What happens to the kids? They're left with nothing. Tunnel to Towers is paying off their mortgages. And they're doing the same for the Gold Star family members of first responders as well. They're even building them an entire village in Florida just for Gold Star widows and their families and their kids so they can come together and heal and put themselves back together as best they can. And unlike so many of these other charities, the money you give to Tunnel to Towers actually goes where you want it to go. Don't believe me. I don't even want you to take my word for it. Go look them up. Go look up the charity ratings. They ask you for $11 a month. That's it. $11 a month. Go to t2t.org and give $11 a month. t2t.org.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Monday, in case you missed. Gosh, we've had a lot. I played in the first hour. There was a long, extended interview. I interviewed Dr. Naomi Wolf, Pfizer. They were forced. They didn't want to. They were forced to drop 55,000 pages of documents. Well, you're not going to read through that. Neither am I, nor would you be able to understand it. Well, maybe you can. I can't. She got with 3,000 experts, medical experts, and they combed through these documents. You want to go listen to that interview. You want to go listen to that interview. Also, if you missed Matt Walsh, he was in the second hour. Any other part of the show, Medal of Honor Monday. The whole show is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to email me, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right. Finally, I'm going to get to my point. It's taken me a while. That happens from time to time, Chris. So where are we going? All the drag, trans, insanity. Where's it going? Is this it? I mean, surely it's it, right? my goodness, we're at a place in society where children are allowed to just go be mutilated physically by a doctor. I mean, surely that's it. It's not it. If you'd like to know what's coming next, I'm about to play it for you. I want you to listen, and I want you to listen very closely. And you can tell me I'm mad. You can tell me I'm crazy. Go ahead and send me an email and tell me how wrong I am. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want you to know I won't obviously blast your name or anything like that. Every email I get telling me I'm wrong, I'm going to save it because then I'm going to end up being right. Where are we going? What's the next thing? Because all this stuff, all this insanity now, remember, it's all institutionalized. No longer on the street corners. It's in the medical schools. It's in the Ivy Leagues. It's at the highest political levels. It's the highest levels of society now. So what's going to be next? What are they going to be saying next? What's your family doctor going to be saying in less than 10 years? Listen.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons.
Sorry. I'll start it over again. She talks a little fast, or whatever that thing is, talks a little fast. I use the term MAP or minor attracted person. I'll let that thing continue.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP
just we'll walk through this together. I think it's important for members of that group to use the terms they want. So the pedophiles, they really want you to stop calling them pedophiles, guys. Start using the terms they want. And of course, that's what they're doing. No longer pedophile. It's now minor attracted person. Oh, I'll let it continue. Go ahead, laugh, roll your eyes. Jesse, that's one wingnut. Less than 10 years, this will be mainstream.
Privacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors. I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
Less than 10 years. Laugh now. Jesse, you're an idiot. Jesse, you're paranoid. Jesse, you're a wingnut. If even 5 years ago, I would have come on this radio, even though I was selling RVs back then, if even 5 years ago I would have come on this radio show and said, hey, listen to me, I'm telling you, in 5 years, kids, we're talking little kids, they're going to start changing their gender. We're going to have teenagers out there. They're going to be teenage girls are going to be cutting off parts of their body, and teenage boys are cutting off parts of their body. You would have laughed in my face, and you would have said, you're a paranoid psychopath. Take off the tinfoil hat. Not a chance. They would never cross that line. Here's where you're wrong, and this is why normal people struggle so much. There are no lines. Not for these people. You have a certain code, a certain morality about your life, whether that's your religion or just your parents or whatever the case may be. You will do X. You won't do Y. You'll do this up to this point. You won't go anywhere else beyond that. And because you're that way, you think that must apply to everyone. There aren't lines. They don't have some line that they feel boxed in by. I'd really love to do X. Oh, whoop, I can't because it's wrong, or it's against the law, or it's a sin. Those thoughts don't cross their mind. They're not like you. You think I'm crazy? I might be underselling it. I said it on my social media today that pedophilia is where we're going next. And one of my good buddies, Steve Dace, he has a good show, good podcast. He reached out and he said, buddy, it'll be less than 2 years. You're underselling it. And he might not be wrong. They don't have lines. They don't have any of them. What we're dealing with is not normal. We're not dealing with normal things. And again, if this was one psycho wingnut, that would be one thing. It's not. This will be taught to your child at Harvard. Your child will have to acknowledge minor attracted persons in college. The Democratic Party nationally will bring one out at their Democratic National Convention. Hollywood. Your favorite Hollywood star will have an Instagram video up. Hey, man, just learned about Bob. I didn't know Bob was a MAP, minor attracted person. Proud to work on this film with Bob. That favorite NFL player you still watch? I know you do. Oh, I love how he catches the ball. He'll wear a little decal on his helmet. I'm a MAP. I'm proud of it. My cousin's a MAP. Think I'm wrong? You would have said the exact same thing about all this other endless filth that's happening right now. Even 5 years ago, you would have said I was nuts. And I'm not pointing fingers. You told me that 5 years ago, too. I'd have said, you're crazy. There's no way. Puberty blockers. Well, they're going to get doctors to do this? Hold on. This is going to be taught at Brown University? Hold on. They don't have lines. You have lines. I even have lines, and I have no morals. These people don't have lines. There's nothing they won't do. All right. Enough of that. Enough of that. Let's get to some emails and have some fun. Hang on.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been an awesome Monday, and I have a bunch of emails I need to get to. I'm going to get to those in a second. Just one last thing real quick. Just real quick. I just brought up the NFL. Still watching the NFL? Forgave them because it's entertaining. Headline, Carolina Panthers have added a new member to their cheer squad. Pretty cool, right? Good stuff. I bet she's hot. Hang on, let me look. Yeah, it's a dude. It's a transgender. Still going out to those Panther games. Enjoying them. All right, let's get to some emails. That's enough of that nastiness for tonight. Oracle. Oh, of course, this one's about that. Do you think the sudden rush to transgenderism has anything to do with rumors of a certain former first lady being one? Oh, gosh. That's not nice. You guys are so mean to Michelle Obama. That's not nice. Hello. I heard Jesse's comments about people escaping terrible situations in other countries by moving to the U.S. and then complaining about how horrible the U.S. is. I taught seventh graders at a K-8 school designed for refugees. The student body represented 64 different languages. The students got free breakfast, free lunch, free transportation, and of course, free school. Their parents were offered free ESL classes. Yet all of my students refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and complained about how racist, sexist, and totally unfair the U.S. is. When I asked them what countries they planned to move to when they turned 18, they looked at me like I was crazy. That was 3 years ago, and I'm still furious about thinking about those ungrateful kids and their parents. More than anything else, our immigration policy in this country, it proves that we're not a country that really wants to continue to exist. I mean, and hear me out. Now, this is a hard conversation to have, but hear me out. Maybe you're like this, so I'm going to explain. You understand that a normal country, not left, right, center, whatever, and it doesn't matter really the form of government, any country throughout history, you stop people from coming into it illegally, and when you find people who are there illegally, you kick them out. And if a refugee at any point in time, in any time in the history of mankind, walked into the country and started bad-mouthing it, they would be turned around and frog-marched right back where they came from. That's not cruel. That's immigration. That's how a nation that wants to continue being a nation, that's how you handle immigration. Why I said this might apply to you is this, and I brought this up before. I know it's hard to hear, but do you want illegal immigrants deported? Probably nodding your head. Maybe you're one of these people that says, well, just the criminals. Well, you're crazy, but they're all criminals. But you want illegal immigrants deported? Good, I do too. Okay. Are you comfortable with a SWAT team kicking in the door of a family of 10, mom, dad, uncle, bunch of kids, and marching them out and throwing them in the back of a van and driving them off to be deported? Kids would be crying, saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. You'll have to sit there and you'll be stuck saying,
buenas tardes.
Sorry, Chris. I had to. It was right there. It was right there. Anyway, are you going to be okay with that? Or would that make you shrink and say, whoa, I don't like that? I mean, you remember that famous picture. Everyone remember it. What's the kid's name? Elian Gonzalez. This took place under Bill Clinton. We got the SWAT team there, and they're all kitted out, and they got the weapon. It almost looks like they're pointing it at the kid, and the kid's crying. That picture moved immigration policy in America. One picture of one deportation. What are you comfortable with? And if you're not comfortable with rounding up and deporting illegal immigrants, then maybe you don't love America as much as you say you do. And it looks ugly. Enforcing rules looks ugly. It does. I saw some video over the weekend. Full disclosure, I've never cared about the royal family, so I don't talk about the royal family. It's not a thing I do on the show. But one of my buddies texted me this picture. One of the ladies is a duchess. Chris, what's a duchess? Well, could you look it up, please, so I don't look stupid in front of everybody? Anyway, one of the ladies, one of the royal lady women things, she's a duchess, and she was sitting there by her son, I think he was 4 or 5 years old, looked like. I'm guessing, probably guess about 4 or 5 years old. What, Chris? What is it? It's a noble woman. That's a duchess. So is a dude a Dutch? A duke? Oh, that's a good name. I should be one of those. We need to get business cards made. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, she's sitting there by her son. And she keeps leaning over. She's instructing him how to do something. And he leans up and shushes her, and I mean places his hands over her mouth. Shush, shush, shush. And I don't mean like a quick one, multiple times. Like, shut up, mom. And I just thought to myself, you know, you raise your kids how you want. Certainly not parent of the year. One of my kids reaches up to his mother at the age of 4 even and places a hand over her mouth to shut her up. He is not going to enjoy what comes next. That's because there are rules, and rules have to be enforced. And if you choose not to enforce the rules, well, then you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. We're not a serious country. We're not even attempting, to do what's right out there. Not even attempting it. And look, I realize things are hard with this idiot in charge.
Part of the reason I ran for president is because I was tired of trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. My plans are to produce the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced.
I have to be honest. I realize there are realities in politics. There are things you can do and things you can't do. And I understand asking a president of any party, either party, to step up and say, man, whew, this is not working. I've made some mistakes here. I'm going to fix this. That's probably asking too much. That's probably not going to happen. But I love the Biden. I almost admire it. I love the Biden full steam ahead bragging about something that's clearly a disaster. I mean, he is the fireman standing in front of the house that he set ablaze as it still burns. And he's turning to the crowd saying, "Woo! It was an honor to put out this fire. Serve and protect, baby. I'm here for you." That's what he is. The largest recovery. Bro, have you looked around right now?
Part of the reason I ran for president is because I was tired of trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. My plans are to produce the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced.
And how's that working out, Joe? You just going to keep bragging about something that's failing? How's it working out for you? Well, here's how it's working out.
What you're seeing is President Biden is a serious drag on Democratic candidates nationwide, and it's driven by his approval rating on a range of issues. He is badly underwater on all of the top issues, including the big ones, inflation, gas prices. He has less than 30% approval rating on the issues that we're told by voters are dominating their state of mind.
And yet he continues to get up in front of everybody and talk about how great it is. Joe, I'm not asking you for a groveling apology, and Lord knows I'm not rooting for you. But buddy, take some advice from somebody who clearly knows better than everyone around you. Buddy, telling everyone everything's just fine is not going to work. It's not going to work. All right. Don't get man boobs either. You know why I bring this up? I know that may seem awkward and odd, but we have estrogen levels going through the roof in men and testosterone levels off a cliff. Why? It's not your fault. A lot of reasons to it. There are estrogens in the waters. It's in the plastics. There are a lot of reasons into this. But we are never going to save this place with a bunch of weak, effeminate men. We're not. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for about 6-7 months now. You understand that these are natural herbal supplements. This is an American company of patriots. They love this country and they hate communists. That's probably my favorite part. You should see the memes they send me. They hate communists. Up your testosterone by 20% in 90 days. Natural herbal supplements, not medical filth, not chemical stuff. Natural. Get the male vitality stack. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse. That gets you 35% off store wide. choq.com, code Jesse. Get the male vitality stack. Oh, and ladies, there's a female vitality stack.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
Hey, the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, if you want. All that's fine. Before I get to headlines I didn't get to, there are two things I wanted to touch on real quick. First and foremost, this email. Jay Steele Miniguns. I know this is a bit morbid, but I keep thinking about your history show on the Warsaw Revolt. If the dollar crashes and we can't afford food that isn't on the shelves and our God-given rights have been determined non-essential, will we look around and think we waited too long and we are too late? We have lost the military and our respect on the world stage already. Will you be one of the 20% thinking we should have acted sooner? I say you because I'll not likely be dead. If you read this, you can use my name. But I would understand if you didn't. Yeah, I don't care. It's your name, buddy. His name's Brody. In case you don't know what he's talking about, just really, really, really briefly, because we have to get to headlines here. In Warsaw, Poland, Nazis took over. Obviously not big fans of Jews. Nazis didn't start exterminating Jews right off the bat. First, they started putting them in ghettos, rounding them up, keeping them cornered in crappy parts of the city. And they would put way too many of them in the cities, in the bad parts of the city. So the sanitary conditions were a disaster. It was terrible. Starving them to death. It was awful. Warsaw was one of those places. And it didn't take long for the Nazis to start shipping the Jews out to work camps and or death camps. And sometimes they were both, right? Sometimes they did both. Some camps were for making goods. Some camps, especially towards the end, were just for killing all the Jews. Well, Nazis started calling the Jews in that city down to the train station. Jews, come on down. Jews, come on down. Jews started getting a little wary of it. Nazis started bribing them. Remember, they're starving. Start bribing them with bread and jam and things like that. Hey, we got bread and jam for you. Come on down to the station. Come on down to the station. But the Jews had great intelligence networks, and they were finding out these trains are, they're not going to Barbados. They're going to really dark places. And yet, they continue to go down to the train and go down to the train and go down to the train until they and go down to the train. Until finally they stood up. It's a great story, a fascinating story. It's really cool. A bunch of Nazis died. It's a great story. Called the Warsaw Revolt, the Warsaw Jewish Revolt, the Warsaw Uprising. I've heard it called a bunch of different things. And eventually the Jews rose up, killed a bunch of Nazis. It's a great story at the end. But the part that really drives it home is 80% of the Jews had willingly walked down to a train and got on a train to a death camp before finally someone said it was enough. Now obviously this is not Poland. We don't have Nazis, we don't have ghettos, and we don't have those things. I'm not saying that right now, but I am saying this. Are we going to wait until it's too late before we get involved? I hope not. Now, before I get to headlines I didn't get to, one quick thing. I talked about the Carolina Panthers earlier and their transgender cheerleader. I talked about Pizza Hut. I talked about Oreos. How many places are you spending your money with that hate you? Who do you have your cell phone with? Do you have T-Mobile or Verizon or AT&T? You don't have to take my word for it. Go look up those companies and look up what they're saying right now for Pride Month. Are you happy to be funding that? Because you are. And I'm not pointing fingers. I've had all three of those companies too. But you could switch to Pure Talk and save a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year. You get the exact same coverage, and you get a company that actually loves your values. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and it'll take you less than 10 minutes. On top of that, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Shouldn't we? You want to talk about doing something? We're not being asked to rise up. How about we stop funding the people who hate us, huh? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Terrorists massacre 50-plus Christians in a vile and satanic attack on a Nigerian church. I will tell you, I think everybody... in America, that'd be Christians, Jews, Muslims, I don't care, whatever religion you practice, I think we all have it really, really good here, and we take it for granted that we have it really, really good here. If you're a Christian, you've probably never been attacked in America for being a Christian. People regularly are murdered across the globe for being Christians. Demographers? I want to be a demographer, Chris. They do demographics, Chris. It's too smart for you. Demographers warn of impending population collapse. That's fine. I can't stand people. Special Olympics drops COVID-19 vaccine mandate in violation of Florida law after DeSantis threatens a $27 million fine. Here's your reminder to pack up your stuff in your blue state and move to a red state where you will have some sort of state power that will make sure your values still have some place in a society. It's better in the red states. It doesn't have to be Florida. There's lots of them. Go to Idaho. We're going to get all kinds of email, hate mail now from Idaho. Go to Montana. Go to North Carolina. Come to Texas, South Carolina, Tennessee. There's lots of places you can go. Get out of the blue and go red. Biden wants to get out more, seething that his standing is now worse than Trump's. This is an article that was in Politico. What's so wild is this. I'll never get over this. Joe Biden stood up in front of the American people and pointed to half the population. And he said, this pandemic is your fault. And I think you should all be fired if you don't take the vaccine. He actually did that. They do these things now. And then they get up and they're like, I can't believe I'm not more popular. I just blamed you for a pandemic and tried to have you fired. Corporate jets to escape EU's green aviation fuel tax. That's right. People are going to have to start paying an aviation fuel tax when you fly around Europe. Now, I just mean you. When I said people, I just meant you. All the CEOs, all the fancy millionaires and billionaires with their private corporate jets. Because remember, virtually all these private jets, they're all corporate jets. Oh, no, that's not mine. It's under my LLC. That's how these guys move money around. Anyway, they're not going to pay the tax. And remember, that doesn't make them hypocrites. What have I told you? All the leaders of Western civilization, they view themselves as kings and queens now. And they view you as a peasant. And I don't just say that for effect or for radio. That's genuinely how they view the world. Of course, you, peasant, should have to pay the fuel tax. I'm a noble. I'm one of the noblemen. I'm up in a castle. I don't have to live the same kind of life you live. I'm of royal blood. I'm a millionaire. I'm a corporate CEO. I'm a big shot politician. No. Taxes, those are for you. Al-Qaeda now has a safe haven in Afghanistan under the Taliban, operating with the freedom of action. Man, what a shock. I can't believe they just moved right back in there. Gosh, it was always going to be that way. Multiple Tampa Bay Rays players refused to wear the Pride Night logos, citing religious reasons. We do enough ripping on professional sports and all the useless cowards we have right now in professional sports. I guess we should salute somebody out there for trying to do the right thing, huh? All right. We're going to have fun tomorrow. If you missed the show, any part of it, download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, if you want to watch me do the show, you can do that. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. It's $100 for the year. Keep your chin up. We'll be back for more fun tomorrow. That's all.
Take it easy. Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.